I just went to a conference in Spokane, Washington, which is one of those American cities that have nothing going on in it. Which is a lot of, there's a lot of American cities that are just kind of like, eh.
Did they have a really good deal on like hamburgers?
I don't think so.
I think that's my new, like, if you're a small town and you have a great deal on hamburgers.
What's the deal to you?
Like a good hamburger for $5, I think.
Yeah, where are you going to find that? McDonald's?
No, McDonald's hamburgers are like $3.
Oh,
I want a $5 hamburger. That's what I want. All
right. No, I did have a hamburger there. I think that was okay. But the reason I was mentioning I went on a trip is I watched 3 episodes of Andor on the way back.
Whoa!
Yeah, I had nothing else to do.
What do you think?
No, I liked it.
It's great.
It's pretty good.
You don't want to do it together?
We could do a show on it, but I'm going to watch
it. You're going to go ahead and watch it? Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I wouldn't mind rewatching it, especially as we get closer to the second season coming out.
But isn't the guy dead? The main character is dead.
This is a prequel to the movie.
Yeah, but knowing that he dies is kind of like, eh.
Well, like, people liked Oppenheimer, but they knew what happened at the end of Oppenheimer, you know. So
yeah, okay. It was good. It was good. The acting was good. I think that the storytelling was pretty good. There's some things about. I think they're just trying to make the Star Wars mythology a little more mature and interesting, which I think they managed.
I love those clothes that his tribe wears. I wish I could like find clothes like that and wear them. They're like it's like tribal Patagonia. Like, you know, Patagonia, the outdoor brand.
Yeah, I'm sure you could find that. I'm sure you could. But it was okay. It was all right.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about Andor today. We're talking about X-Men 97, episode 3 or 4?
Episode 4.
What's the title of it? There's actually 2 titles of it.
Were there?
It's a split. So half the episode is dealing with Mojo, Jubilee, and Roberto, and the other half is dealing with Storm and Forge.
Right. I didn't realize there were 2 titles. That's interesting.
All right. So let's start with the first part with the Mojo verse. For fans who don't know,
it's just called Motendo.
Yeah. For fans who don't know what's going on, they actually dealt with the Mojo verse in the original X-Men animated series, and Mojo is of course in the cartoons. I will admit that Mojo is probably my least favorite character in comics. I don't understand him or the story or anything about
just in general,
I don't get the appeal. Like if I had to, okay, we're going to tell some X-Men stories, I'm like, yeah, let's do it, and we're going to start with Mojo, I'm like, I don't really care.
Generally he was just like, he's a guest, he's like a TV show host, right? An evil TV show host.
It's a little more complicated than that. So
he feeds on the attention of the viewers.
Yes, that's true.
I'm getting all this background from what he told us and my memories from the original series.
Yeah, it's actually pretty deep.
And so it's kind of like whenever they are out of ideas or they just want to do something easy and they're like, hey, let's do a Mojo show. You know, we'll have a bunch of stupid stuff happen.
Kind of. I mean,
clip show, but not a clip show.
The overall idea of Mojo is interesting from the comics. Apparently, the character of Mojo, if you look at the Mojo character, his people look like that. They're called the Spineless Ones.
There's more than one?
Yeah, there's a whole civilization of people.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And at some point, they became...
He looks like he has a spine in there somewhere.
It's robotic. So the
spines are robotic. Okay. That makes sense.
And at some point, his people began getting connecting to our television frequencies and started influencing them. And they started like basically seeing, they viewed us as demons. They didn't know what we were.
Oh, wow.
And then the reason why there's human-like, humanoid-like characters in the Mojoverse is because a scientist used the images that they were seeing from the television screens, from the television signals, to genetically create beings they saw. So they saw like humanoid, like humans, and they genetically created people based off that, and then they genetically modified those beings to become mutants, and that's why the certain characters in the Mojoverse are humanoid and have mutant abilities.
So they're like actually making things; they're not all imaginary.
Yeah. So within the original comics, they were making sets and stuff. So basically, the Mojoverse were mimicking our television culture. And so once again, the X-Men comics are using an analogy to tell a story about the problems with television. And of course, you can take that television idea and morph it to video games. You can morph it to Snapchat or the internet.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of very famous X-Men that came out of the Mojoverse. Most specifically, Longshot. I don't think Spiral was an X-Men, but she's a mutant. And Shadowstar is another one of them. And Dazzler, from our universe, interacted with the Mojoverse at some point, and that's how she became romantically entangled with Longshot. So it's a lot going on with that.
I would have liked to have seen Mojo deal with infinite scrolling. I think that's much more problematic than video games.
Yeah, but the problem is we're stuck in the year 1997, so the internet's not a thing.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. We're in the past.
Okay.
I'm sure, but I'm not.
Yeah, 97 video games might have been the evil thing, I guess.
I haven't read much Mojo comics since then. I'm not a big fan of Mojo. I just kind of feel like he's sort of like...
I wasn't a big fan of this episode.
No, I wasn't either. it's probably the least favorite we've done. It's just
I like the style of everything, but like, I didn't really get it. Like, why did he do this? Is he just thirsty?
Well, he does
he's just thirsty?
Yeah, he does it for... So yeah, he gets energy off the ratings. So he kind of has to do it.
And I didn't really get, like, how they got out of it. I mean, I know that, like, old Jubilee sliced up Mojo, but I don't know.
Yeah, the storytelling was, like, the Jubilee that was old was actually a genetically created version of Jubilee, like a synthetic version of Jubilee that they used to beta test the video game. So what we saw was a digitally copy of Jubilee that was older. So it wasn't...
She's been living in there for, like... 40 years.
So I mean, the action was fun, and I liked the romantic stuff they were trying to bring up with Roberto and Jubilee. We finally saw Sunspot's abilities once, which was, you know, fine.
Jeez, but I must have blinked when that happened.
Yeah, but it definitely felt like a week. I hope they don't do this more. Like, I'm hoping that we don't get more little half lame, half okay episodes, because like the first three was so strong. I'm hoping that this isn't something they're going to try to keep doing. I would prefer they stick with the storytelling they're doing, and
I feel like they could have made this better by giving it the whole episode. And
I don't want to see the whole episode of Mojo.
Well, I mean, I don't want, but if they're going to do it, then do it right and do a better job of telling the story. Like, it was, I feel like it had so few minutes. They couldn't really tell the story.
Yeah, and I mean, we're dealing with Jubilee's birthday, which could have been something. But it just felt like an episode. Like, if you think about it, we're seeing some episodes where certain characters are not around. It might be before a budgetary reason. Like this episode, Cyclops, Jean Grey wasn't there, so we didn't have those voice actors. And the previous episode, we didn't have Storm because of storytelling. So like, maybe they're trying to stretch out the budget by having some actors not around every episode, which is going to cause us to have these fragmented storylines. It's just, I hope not.
Maybe, but that's extremely weird. I mean, this is Marvel and Disney. They're not really short on cash. And these are voice actors. And they're not you know, movie star voice actors, they're voice actor voice actors.
Yeah, people have availability, and a budget's a budget, you know, so it doesn't matter. Like, if,
yeah,
if
but the budget says, can change.
This much money.
The budget can change.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, maybe. Or they, but, and the thing is, budget can change after the success, you know? Like, this is already in the can.
Right.
They did it with that budget they had, and now it's successful, so then maybe they gave us more budget for the next seasons, mm-hmm. right? But it is what it is. But it was obviously a weak episode. There's not much to talk about with the Mojoverse either. It's just like,
man. Okay.
And there's something about the Mojoverse that I just don't find appealing. I think it's Mojo himself. He just looks ugly.
Yeah, he is ugly.
yeah, I won't look at that for a long period of time.
The one thing I'm wondering if the Mojo episode will have any impacts further into the show is he says he couldn't get Dazzler. She wasn't available.
Yeah, maybe.
Who's Dazzler?
She's a mutant she's a mutant who has the ability to create energy projections through sound waves. So when she hears something, she can create energy from the sound waves. So sound kind of gives her a bit her powers. And she did have a lot of interactions with the Mojoverse. She's married, I think, to Longshot, which is a mutant from the Mojoverse. And she's a performer as well, so she uses her abilities to perform.
Would Dazzler be more powerful at a heavy metal concert than a coffee house with a guitarist, you know?
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, either way, she's going to be powerful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think
like more sound makes her more powerful.
There's actually a rumor that I don't know how I heard this. I don't know if this is true, but in a future episode of something, Taylor Swift was supposed to play Dazzler.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
I saw that on the internet. I don't know.
I don't, because there's no X-Men stuff coming out right now. No live action stuff.
Right.
I forget what it was. Maybe it may have been.
Maybe it's Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, that was it. It was. You know what? There are rumors that she will be Dazzler in Deadpool and Wolverine. So mm-hmm. there's lots of rumors about that. So
yeah, there's tons of rumors about that movie.
Yeah. That's all I got for that half. So let's switch to the second half.
Okay.
With Forge the Storm, we got some interesting details about the overall storyline so far.
So there are two actual titles. I was looking at the movie database and they've got them listed separately. So they call this 4 and 5, but it's really just episode 4. So Motendo.
Did they do this in the original episodes in the original series?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't know. It's really weird. So Motendo was 18 minutes and Life, mm-hmm. Death 1. So there's going to be a second part of this. Life, Death 1 was 12 minutes.
I wish it was flip flop. So yeah, this episode we get some good stuff. So we get there's a little more romance between Forge and Storm, as we talked about that happens in the comic books. But we do realize that in this storyline, Forge created the weapon that took away Storm's powers. So she's kind of
The bangles.
Yeah, the bangles. Yeah.
So he doesn't admit to creating that rifle.
No, he didn't make the rifle, but he made the technology that was eventually used to make the rifle.
Okay.
So just the fact that a mutant would create mutant suppressing technology is a bit of a problem.
Well, he did it for the government, and they were funding his research or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean,
I get it. But yeah, yeah. That's why I did
it's
it.
Not, yeah, it's not good.
I think early Tony Stark.
Yeah, and I think that Storm has a right to be upset by it. You know,
oh yeah,
that's sure. That's upsetting,
right?
But then towards the end, there's this weird owl creature.
Uh huh.
That bites.
Doesn't even look like an owl when it gets big and scary looking.
Yeah, he bites Forge and then takes Storm somewhere. We don't know what this is, but I'm thinking that this is going to connect to the Dracula storyline from the comics.
Dracula.
Yeah, in the comics, Storm becomes a vampire because she gets bitten by Dracula. This actually happens.
It happened to Jubilee, too. Or no, wait. Jubilee got bitten by somebody that got bitten by Dracula, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's multiple people who have become vampires. They actually did a whole X-Men series, like an alternate universe series about X-Men who are vampires. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But Storm becoming a vampire is a big deal. It's a classic storyline. And so they've done some classic storylines already. They already dealt with Madeline Pryor. They did a little bit of Phoenix. They've already done some stuff. And Magneto. So, yeah, I'm thinking that this is a Dracula or a vampire type creature. I don't think they can actually use the term Dracula because of copyright issues. So I don't think they can say Dracula. Well, they don't own Dracula.
I think that's public domain.
No, it's not.
Did you know that Mickey Mouse is public domain now?
I didn't know. Well, does anyone even care about Mickey Mouse? What's Mickey? Like, name one Mickey Mouse cartoon besides the Steamboat. Besides the Steamboat one, name another one.
They actually came out with some good Mickey Mouse shorts when my kids were young.
What a lame property. Like the whole Disney cartoon property with Goofy and all them. I don't know any. I didn't watch any. I watched
all. I mean, Looney Tunes was definitely better.
Yeah, Looney Tunes was not only better, but they actually made more episodes.
Right.
You know, like I actually watched them as a kid. I didn't watch any Mickey Mouse.
The Mickey Mouse stuff that came out when my kids were young is kind of along the lines of Looney Tunes, but there wasn't enough volume of it.
Yes,
but it was like where there's no dialogue, you know, and it's just like cool stuff happening.
Like people keep asking me if I want to go to Disneyland or Walt Disney World. No, I'm not. That's something I don't want to do.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in that at all. If someone would say, "Hey, do you want to go to Warner Brothers Land with Mickey with you know, like Bugs Bunny and stuff?" I'd be like, yeah, I'm interested. I mean, that kind of sounds fun. Anyway,
how did we? But no, we were talking about Dracula. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to IP rights. I don't think so. Dracula is one of those characters that Marvel bought and actually Marvel made comics of and copyrighted. So he like I don't know who can say I'd be surprised if they use the word Dracula next episode. If we're right about this vampire thing. If we're right about this vampire thing, I doubt they'll say the word Dracula. I just doubt it.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see. But that'd be interesting. And like of course Storm's gonna get her powers back hopefully next episode. That's my hope. It'd be kind of fun to see.
It seems like just looking at the titles of the episodes on the movie database, it seems like it's going to be the episode after the next one.
I mean, that's fun. What titles are you looking at? What's the database title saying?
So the next one's called Remember It, and it gives a summary of the plot. Apparently, the plot is going to have to do with Genosha preparing to join the UN.
Oh, so they're going to skip Storm completely next episode.
Yeah, and then Storm's, and then Light. So this half of an episode was called Life Death 1. Mm-hmm. Life Death 2 is the episode after the next one.
Why?
I do not know.
So weird. Yeah. This is
don't do that X-Men, in the future.
X-Men 97 is good. Don't mess it up.
Right, it's been good.
And hopefully they won't. And well, let's keep watching this scene. But hopefully they don't miss this.
The next episode sounds like it could be cool, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I just hope that they don't. I hope that the X-Men 97 stuff is not too ambitious. That they gave us the best, and then of course it's going to start falling off. Hopefully that's none of that's true. Hopefully it's going to
keep staying. Yeah, hopefully it. This was just.
We only got 10 episodes, right? So we only have like 6 episodes left, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's a lot. So,
right.
That's it for the X-Men. We do have some news you can abuse to talk about. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah.
This is a lot. So I want to start with the Fantastic Four stuff. First up, did you watch the show Ozark?
No.
Did you watch The Americans?
Nope.
Do you know Julia Garner?
Nope.
Okay, Julia Garner is an actor. She played in The Americans, but she had a limited role. Her big role was Ozark. And if you have in Ozark, if you haven't watched Ozark yet, you really should. It's a great show.
It's a Western, she right?
It's not a Western. It is a modern day crime show.
Oh, okay.
Modern day is about embezzlement and about money laundering. It's really good. She played a really good character in that show. I actually have a coffee mug with her face on it in front of me right now. And so this is really surprising to me. She got cast as the Silver Surfer for the new Fantastic Four movie. And listen, I understand that because Julia Garner is a woman, a lot of people think she's going to play Sheila Bell. Sheila Bell from the comics is... Okay, so let me step back.
I think you're mispronouncing that name, but I don't know what the right pronunciation is, so I'm going to let you go.
If you don't know how to pronounce it, then it doesn't matter how you pronounce it. So let me start over. So in the storyline for Galactus, the character named Norrin Rad, was a guy who lived on this planet. It's not Earth. It's a different planet.
Right.
And he fell in love with a woman named Sheila Bell. At some point, Galactus goes to the planet. And he's like, "Hey, plant, I'm going to eat you." And Norrin Rad's like, "No, don't do that. I will sacrifice my life for this planet." And then Galactus is like, "Okay." And then Galactus turns Norrin Rad into the Silver Surfer. And the deal was that the Silver Surfer has to go across the universe to find planets for Galactus to eat. That's Silver Surfer's job.
Okay.
Now, there is an alternate story.
I have a question.
How can you have a... I'm not done explaining.
What's the criteria for planets that he's going to eat?
Typically, the planet has to have an abundance of life.
Oh, okay.
It can't just be... like, he wouldn't go to Mars and want to eat that. It's not going to work. But if he goes here to Earth, you would definitely want to eat Earth. He has tried.
Okay.
He has tried. Many times. And this is the moral problem here. It's the moral problem here, right? Because, like, Galactus has to feed.
So it was his own planet that Norrin Rad didn't want Galactus to eat.
Yes. Okay. Norrin Rad saved his planet. I think at some point Galactus goes back and eats it.
Dirty, dirty double trickster.
So anyway, like, Galactus is a universal force. So he does what he does. So in an alternate storyline, Sheila Bell sacrifices her life, not Norrin Rad. So she becomes a Silver Surfer, but she's a woman. I don't know why Julia Garner has to play Sheila Bell. She could play Norrin Rad. And
it's not like a gendered name.
Yeah. And plus, it's kind of weird for human beings. And like, this is
announced, though, right? It was announced she's going to be playing Sheila Ball or whatever.
I don't think it's been announced. I think it's speculative.
Mm.
And the thing
is, they don't really announce anything. Don't they just kind of leak it to the industry trades?
Sometimes it's leaked, but most of the time, speculation overtakes the story. Like, all of a sudden, people speculate to the point where it's true. Or they
right,
think it's true.
Right.
But like, hey guys, like, human beings created gender, and like there's no reason to think that the way that reproduction works on other planets would work how it works here. Like, there's no reason to think that.
Yeah, it's like, not like, it's not like the name is Ralph, and
yeah,
you've never met a woman named Ralph, right?
Well, yeah, it's not just the name. It's also like the limited imagination of human beings to think that certain things can only happen in a human dynamic, like a binary. Like, that's not the case. And, like, I think the storytelling needs to be a lot more nuanced than that and a lot more interesting than just thinking, oh, Sheila Bell's a woman. Like the only women that exist in the universe exist on Earth. Like, that's it. If there are other life forms in the universe and the galaxy, right, they're not women. It's a completely different thing.
Like sexual reproduction is pretty popular.
It is on Earth, but not, who knows that that's how people if creatures reproduce on other planets, right?
Yeah, but like, even plants, like a lot of plants do sexual reproduction, so.
Yeah, but if you look at a plant, how do they reproduce? They shoot pollen out of themselves, and then they get other pollen from other creatures into themselves. So they actually have both sexual organs.
No, there's like definitely female trees and male trees.
What? That's not even true, Mike.
No, it's true. And usually the trees that are planted around cities are male trees. Because if there were female trees, then you would have trees growing where they don't want trees. So they only plant the male trees. Some trees are bisexual, but a lot of trees are either male or female. This is true.
Anyway,
he's speechless.
Julie Garner is going to play the Silver Surfer in the next Fantastic Four movie.
I'm up for it. I'm up for it. Yeah, well,
I think it's a great casting. I think that Judy Garner can act very.
I don't even know who this woman is.
She's great. Just Google later. Let's go to YouTube and Google it. She's great, and okay. I think she's going. I'm excited for her to have the whatever they. You know, and here's the deal.
I wouldn't care who they cast as the Silver Surfer anyway, unless it was like Laird Hamilton or something.
But it's all gonna be CGI,
like an actual surfer, you know?
Yeah, but Julie Garner's gonna be all CGI. It's like whatever they're going. Like, she's not going to be in a silver bodysuit. Oh, she might. I don't know.
That'd be cool, dude.
Yeah. If the Silver Surfer's in this, then it's almost guaranteed the Galactus is in it too. Okay. So this is we've already talked about this next one. We've already talked about this. The Fantastic Four does not exist in the MCU that we know. It's in a different alternate universe. And there was a movie poster that came out.
It's not Earth 1999999.
No. It's going to be something else. There was a movie poster that came out that showed the Human Torch flying over a cityscape, but the city does not look like anything on Earth. But this has already been confirmed. Like, we already know it's not. It's an alternate reality. So I don't understand what the big deal is, but there it is. And like, plus, like,
it's at least a different time. Like, it's set in the 60s, so it could be.
But if you look at, do you look at the skyline?
I did not look at the skyline. It could be another universe where current time looks like our 60s.
Look at the poster. Look at the poster. Those buildings that you see in the poster don't exist anywhere on our planet.
Yeah. One looks kind of like the Space Needle, but not really.
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different setup. I like it a lot. It looks this.
Did you ever have Tinker Toys when you were a little kid?
No.
Okay. Never mind then. Space Needle one's reminding me of is Tinker Toys.
Yeah, but I like it, and it's not that big. Whatever happens, I mean, I'm sure that the Fantastic Four are going to somehow bleed into this universe at some point. That's probably how this will work. They somehow, at the very end, they're going to get tossed into our universe somehow. So
yeah, hopefully that's like the last thing that happens in the multiverse.
Or it could be the middle thing that happens. Or the Galactus destroys their world and the Fantastic Four come here to try to save us from Galactus. That'd be kind of cool. This is something that you like.
Actually, you know what? I hope they just stay in their own universe because... I hope the last multiverse shenanigans are with Deadpool and Wolverine.
I don't want any more
multiverse shenanigans after that.
I think we're going to get a lot more multiverse shenanigans.
Stop it. Stop it.
Original speculation that they were going to stop doing this is false. I think they're going
to stop it.
I just think the multiverse saga is continuing.
Yeah, but nobody likes it.
What I'm looking at.
Nobody likes it. Well, Marvel, stop it.
We're going to get it. Anyway, more information about Spider-Man 4. These are rumors. There's no verification that Spider-Man 4 is even going to be a thing, but there's some rumors that they are. And apparently, like, it's going to be more focused on crime stuff in New York City, and the Peter Parker stuff is going to go to the backseat, and it's more going to be about Spider-Man, the Peter Parker dealing with his alter ego than it is Peter Parker. It's going to be more alter ego focused, so it's more going to be about Spider-Man, not Peter Parker, which is fine. I know you are excited about that, Mike.
I mean, as long as it's Spider-Man in New York City without some kind of, you know, threat to the planet Earth, I'm on board.
It sounds to me like it's going to be a lot of the same stuff from the comics where Peter Parker is dealing with being Spider-Man, trying to pay bills.
That's what I want.
Trying to deal with all the craziness.
Dazed and Confused. Spider-Man edition.
But he's not young anymore, so he's not in high school anymore, so it's going to be
I want a day in the life movie of Spider-Man.
We might get that.
Give me a day or give me a week. I just want, like, what's Spider-Man doing? That's what I want.
Okay.
You know,
I think the energy that we saw in Spider-Man No Way Home will be the energy you see for the next one.
Give me the last 30 seconds of that movie and just loop it for 2 hours.
Spider-Man No Way Home was really, really good. Really, really good. It's a really good movie.
But you know the very end where he's like in his new apartment and he swings out into the city. I want that on loop.
Okay. Oh no, I know. I know.
Yeah.
I know what you need. I know what you want. Last but not least, season 3 of X-Men 97 is confirmed, which season 2, I guess, was already confirmed.
That's rare. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that, okay, so next season will be X-Men 98, and season 3 is
going to be X-Men 99. Are they doing our idea? Or have they said that?
They probably are.
Yeah.
They probably are.
That'll be cool.
Go ahead and do it.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It's kind of cool. The show's good. And like they already have a pretty good handle of it. And again, this fits into what we read a few weeks ago, where it's like Marvel, the MCU Marvel stuff is going to focus more on franchises. And so they're building on the Spider-Man franchise. They're making the Fantastic Four franchise. They're investing in the X-Men 97 franchise. We're not going to get more like new stuff. That's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, I feel like they could. Double down on the Thor franchise. It seems like Chris Hemsworth's up for that.
Maybe. I mean, they know more about this stuff than not.
Give us the Shang-Chi franchise. We need it. We want it.
Oh yeah. I don't even know if they'll make Shang-Chi.
Come on, do it.
They should.
They should.
They should. We'll see.
Yeah. Do some tie-ins with Panda Express or whatever.
No, why? No, God, no.
The only Asian chain I could think of. Do you know of any other chains that are Asian? PF Chang's. There we go.
That's just the worst. They're not going to do that. Thank God.
All right.
That's your news you can't abuse. So next week we got more X-Men 97 to talk about. Hopefully the next episode will be better than this one, even though this episode was fine.
That was okay. Mike,
yeah, it was fine.
Could have been better.
Mike, how can our listeners see all information about our stuff?
You can find us on episodes.fm. Just search for Super Side Show. There's a link in the show notes. It'll take you there. It's pretty cool. You can actually search all of our episodes to find like the episode that you want to listen to. That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
And you can listen with whatever app you like to listen to podcasts with. Also, hit the share button. Give us a review. Hit the star. Thumbs up. All that.
You can also find us on Instagram, Mastodon, Patreon, Threads, which we're very popular on right now.
Yeah, Threads.
And YouTube.
Doing numbers on Threads.
Yeah. I was going to say something. I don't know about this gender tree thing, Mike. I'd have to look it up.
Gender tree.
You just said that there are male trees and female trees.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
I don't believe you. I don't think that's a real thing.
Okay. Next week on the Super Sideshow, Jay admits that there are female and male trees.
Are there male flowers and female flowers?
No, it's the whole tree.
If I look at a bush, is there a male bush and a female bush?
The whole tree. It's the whole tree, dude.
So, okay, if I look at some grass in my yard, there are one blaze of woman and another blaze of man.
I'm not talking about grass. I'm talking about trees.
So, okay. Are roses, like a rose bush, male rose bush, female rose bush?
I'm not sure about rose bushes. But that's probably the case.
If I look at a cloud, is there a male cloud or a female cloud?
I don't believe that clouds are a part of the sexual reproduction thing.
I'm looking this up. Looking up right now.
Yeah, next week on Super Sideshow, Jay admits there.
I'm looking this
up. He's looking it up right now.
Male trees.
Cannot wait.
Female trees.
There are.
That's insane. How can you tell the difference?
I don't know. I'm not a arborist.
There's female flowers and male flowers?
You learn something new every day, listeners.